feel like anyway. Next up is another friend of ours. He runs a whole bunch of stuff, and you should be friends with him too. Aaron Amendola!
Looking good, Aaron!
That's the most positive thing anyone's ever said to me. Thank you. So I tend to take the prompt pretty seriously. And the prompt is, your lips are sealed. And this is a story that I've told people kind of in private and in trust, but I've never told it en masse. And it just occurs to me now, the last two stories I've told here involve somebody threatening my life. I don't think I'm that special. So if I do something and you want to kill me, just talk to me.
What's the fun in that?
All right, so after this, we'll go out in the alley. I'm scrappy. Okay, so let's go back to high school. I was 17. I was more handsome than I am now. For the people listening at home, yes, I am that handsome. They're not going to know. And so I went out with this girl for a long time, about 2 years, and I was a senior, she was a junior. When it came time to graduate, we had the discussion of, oh, I'm going to school about 30 minutes outside town, we can still go out. And she was just like nodding her head like, yeah, yeah, that's a thing that we can do. At the graduation ceremony, I said, we're going over to my friend Marley's house. We're going to watch movies, play games, and we're basically going to celebrate being seniors. This is our last night. And she's like, okay, but you have your cell phone with you. I will be checking up on you. And I'm like, all right, you're crazy. And like, I was in high school, so like, ah, she's being cute. That's a red flag for anyone who wants to know. So it was back when cell phones were like bricks. And yeah. At the end of the... Yeah, clap for that. Somewhere there's an Nokia rep really happy. Still gonna make that sale. But I ended up getting a call from her. She's like, are you hanging out with these people? Are you doing things? I'm like, yeah, we're having like wine coolers and Marley's parents are here. You know, we're having a good time. She's like, okay, you wouldn't cheat on me, right? And I go, whoa, no, of course not. Bye. I promise it was better than that. And rather than just say this girl, somebody just shout out a girl's name.
Megan.
So Megan was, I guess, scared. Throughout the course of the night, I was getting calls, and I was like, I really don't want to deal with this right now. I want to celebrate being a senior and graduating, and so I turned my phone off.
Yeah.
Yeah! We did it! And so... So, the next day... the next day, I had saved up money all through high school, and I bought myself this 1999 Volkswagen Jetta. I named it Natalia Simonova after the Bond girl from the movie GoldenEye!
You have to explain. We got it.
I know. To this day, a great movie, kind of. And so I call and I go, I think we should really talk about this. I want to come over and talk about what your concerns were. So she's like, yes, please come over. And I go over to her house, and there for the next... I know that now. So I go over, and I like say hi to her mom. Hi. Hi, Miss Megan. Hi to her dad. Hi. Hi to her sisters. Megan's out back. She's expecting you. And I'm like, oh, her parents have no clue what's about to happen. Neither do I. So I go out there, and what begins to happen is 3 hours of just beratement and accusation and just unbridled fear, I guess, of me going to college and her not being able to contain that. But she just says, I know you're cheating on me. I won't have that. We're done. So I leave, and I'm emotionally just in tatters. I haven't experienced anything like this before. The only thing that comes to mind is Return of the King. It's pretty damn sad. But I'm walking back to my car, and I put the key in, and I notice on the window I see a figure just running at me. And I'm like, this is it. This is where she jumps into my arms, and I'm like, oh, all right, we're cool. We can still be together. And so I put the key in, and I remember, like, I'm going to keep that key there. And I turn around like this, and she jump kicks me in the sternum. She was a dancer. And, like, the force propelled me into the car up against the key. And, like, I have, like, a little weird thing on my back from it. But I was like, we're not getting back together. And so I go home, and I just go to sleep. I'm emotionally scarred. My parents are like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, wild night. I have to go to bed. I come back down at 7 p.m. My parents say, Megan's here. She wants to talk to you. And I'm like, all right, I don't know if I'm ready for this. My parents obviously don't know. And I come out onto the grass that I paved the day before, and it's like a perfect summer night, cliche, and I notice there's a car there, and I'm like, Megan doesn't drive, that's weird, and in the car I see three other bodies, who to this day I have no idea who they are, but Megan proceeds to come up to me and say, just so you know you're cheating on me, it takes one to know one, I've cheated on you three times in our relationship, and she proceeds to strike me, punch me, hit me, and all I can do is just, you know, cover myself. And I assume, like, there's three toughs in the car. Because I require three guys.
Dude.
For everyone listening at home, I'm gigantic. And so the worst part about this is my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother, who drove in from Baltimore, Maryland, are all watching this happen. And I'm powerless. I can't do anything about it. So I go inside, and my parents are like, what happened? And I go, oh, we broke up. And they were like, do you want cake? And I'm like, I'm going to go to bed. Fast forward 4 months. I'm now going to Penn State. Everything's great. And I've only ever had two nicknames in my life. And it's weird because one of my nicknames is my name, Aaron J., because there were three Aarons, and we had to differentiate Aarons in other ways, so I became Aaron J. I've only ever had one other nickname. This is how I got it. October of that year, I'm getting dressed to go out to a Halloween function, and I get a phone call, and I'm like, I know this number, but there's no name attached to it. Who the hell is this? Pick it up. Hello? It's Megan. And she's sobbing, and she's saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I can't take it back. I can't take it back. And I'm thinking, finally, closure. And I start saying, like, it's okay, I forgive you. You know, I do not want to talk to you, but thank you so much for apologizing. And she goes, no, I can't stop him. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Talk to me. and what is probably the best cliche, she worked at an Italian restaurant.
Oh,
imagine that. And she hired this guy.
What?
She gave him $100, which I thought it would be worth more than that, but gave him my class schedule, the make and model of my car, my license plate number. Yeah. That's why I have trust issues. And she just said, I gave him money. I can't get a hold of him. I don't know what to do. And I just, like, very calmly said, I'm going to hang up. I'm going to call the police. We're going to get this sorted out. So I hang up the phone. I call campus police first because it's an open campus. And I go, my ex-girlfriend sent someone to kill me. And they were probably like, again? Another one. But the authorities got involved and everything had been taken care of, but nevertheless, they couldn't get in contact with this guy for about, I think it was 2 months. So,
what?
Like, he was a ghost. Italians.
Yep.
Yeah. So there I am, like, one, like, I'm a lone theater major on an engineering campus. Like, already thinking about transferring, and I was carrying a bat around with me in my messenger bag with me at all times because I figure, like, got him. Like, if he surprises me, all I got to do is show this and he'll run. But my classmates, my then improv team, my directors, everyone was like, oh, yeah, the Bat Kid. Which, like, sounds like a bitchin' name. But not when your life is being threatened. And it's just kind of a story that I've told as, like, an icebreaker. They'd be like, what do you do? I'm like, oh, my name's Aaron. Two of Mac's girlfriends have tried to kill me before. What do you do? And they're like, what? Oh. But I'm happy to tell that story and get it out in the open because I never want to tell it again. So thank you.
Man. Well, that's horrifying.
Hey, that gave me perspective, man.
You and Ed should gently hug each other. Gentle. Maybe